Our New Testament reading is a counterpart to an earlier passage in Matthew 5:23-24, where the burden of reconciliation is on the offending Christian. Here the instructions fall on the offended brother to go and show the graciousness of God for the sin that has been committed. Let me now read Matthew 18:15-35. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, and that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in his name, there am I with them. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was unable to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay his debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of the fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, Be patient with me. I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all that he had owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
Let's turn our hearts and minds to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the Father of lights with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We thank you for your unchangeableness, particularly your unchangeableness in your grace and in your forgiveness. We worship you and we glorify you for your great stability in that, your unchanging love, your sending of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might die for our sins, and that atonement is a permanent thing, not something that comes and goes with the whims of the day as we are in our relationships with other people. We pray, Lord, that as children of God, those of us who claim salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ might be reflecting not only the fact that we're made in the image of God, but also the mercy of God as we deal with others. Certainly, people will sin against us, and certainly we will sin against other people as well, even at times not even realizing it. And we just pray, Lord, that you would help us to model that in our lives and challenge us from the message today. And we thank you that not only are we blessed through salvation, through the forgiveness of our sins, but also that you have not left us as orphans in this world, as the children of God, but rather that you have reached out to us through your word. You have revealed yourself to us through your word. And you invite us to reach out to you in prayer. And our prayers, inadequate though they are carried to you by the Holy Spirit, who can word these things in a way that is acceptable in your sight. And we think today, Lord, of the blessing it is for those of us who have lost loved ones recently, knowing that you are there to comfort us, and in many cases to be comforted with the thought of loved ones who were trusting in Christ at the time of their passing. And we pray, Lord, that as we think of that, that we would be reminded of our own passing. Certainly all of us will face death. All of us will taste death someday. And those who have not made their peace with you, Lord, we pray that as they think of those who have died, that they would be drawn into your presence. We think particularly of Pat with her brother George and their extended family with the loss of George. And we think of Todd Jorgensen with his mom's passing and their family, and Ken with his mom and her passing and his family. And we think of Dottie Schertz's family, too. So many grieving recently who are part of the extended congregation here. And we just pray, Lord, that you would comfort their hearts with the comfort that comes from Christ. We think of those who have been bereaved further back in time, and yet still they grieve. They are lonely. They miss the one that has passed away. And we just pray, Lord, that you would comfort their hearts, and again, that they would be comforted through you, not they would not be consumed by grief or even with anger, rather, that they would be drawn closer to you. Because we know your word is like a two-edged sword. It divides, and sometimes it can draw us closer to you, and in some cases it causes people to draw away from you. We just pray, Lord, that you'd bless also those who continue on the mend, who have had surgery recently. We thank you for Bob Haddon's successful surgery, and we pray that you'd continue to bless Barbara Hyder as she's on the mend from her surgery, and Tracy Barbera, and many that we don't even necessarily know of at this time, but we just pray, Lord, that you would bless them, make them aware of your blessing and your comfort and your care for them in their lives. We pray for those who are suffering loss even now in Florida as we enjoy this beautiful day, and for those who are recovering due to the hurricane in Texas, and those who might be affected by the hurricane that's still brewing out in the Atlantic. We just pray, Lord, that they would trust in you, turn in you, that they would be drawn to you, and that you would bless them as they get on with the process of recovery. We pray that you bless Mike and Susie, too, as they're on the road on vacation, and bring them back safely to us. And we pray that you bless our brother Gary as he brings forth the word of God today. We ask that you would open our hearts, cast aside all cares and distractions from our hearts and minds as we listen to the word of God today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If the ushers would come forward, we'll receive.